Hey, country lady. Back in the building one more time. Listen, I've been sick again. This time, no COVID. It was a upper viral infection, is what the doctor said, aka cold. As you see, my title, Work It Out Wednesday, let's talk, no topic. Just came on here to talk because I didn't do last week. I didn't do Wednesday or Thursday, I don't think, or Friday. No, I didn't do Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Because like I said, I was sick, and if you can hear my voice, I'm just getting over the tail end of it. I've been doctoring myself, taking Mucinex, taking Tylenol. Drinking water, drinking tea, lemon honey hoes. I mean, I've just been trying to get rid of this stuff. So here I am on the line, on the live talking, trying to not talk too much. I just got off my family prayer line. I started a prayer line from my family members. I've been praying for years for people, but we need our family need prayers. Our family need our prayers too, just as well as everybody else. But I'm not gonna stay on here long. I don't see nobody getting on. But I just wanted to come on and talk for a minute because I've been missing in action. I've been MIA. Last week, y'all, I didn't want to do nothing but sleep. Like trying to get better. I understand that we heal really good when we're sleeping. We heal better when our body is at rest and it's not doing nothing and we're sleeping in it. And we're giving our body a chance to heal on the inside while we're sleeping. So. And then when you're sick, your body don't want to do nothing but sleep anyway. It's trying to get itself back to normal, regular. So yeah, I just thought I'd keep it consistent. The only reason why I wasn't on here last week again, because I was sick. So I'm gonna keep walking in the spirit of consistency, the spirit of consistency, spirit of just doing what I say I'm gonna do, being consistent and intentional. That's the other word I was looking for. Walking in the spirit of intentionality, just to be intentional. And then this week I started making my tea that my mother-in-law told me to make, which is ginger, fresh ginger, or ground ginger. You could use either one. Some fresh lemons and cinnamon, and you boil that together in your pot, and then you take and get you a cup. We call it tea, and we get you a cup, put you some honey in there, and I put me some lemon honey hulls up in there, and mix that bad boy up. Bring it over to my bed, and honey, I drink it. And it knocks you out, like it's just natural, and it puts you to sleep, and you feel better in the morning. But something is like, I don't know if it's allergies or it's just not trying to come out. Oh, but it's coming out of here. So I don't like to talk. I don't like talking with my voice sounding like a frog. But yeah, so I got on here tonight, and usually I got people coming on by now in the first couple of minutes of me talking, and I guess nobody not really trying to hear me tonight, but I gotta keep doing what I gotta do. I gotta keep pushing. I gotta keep doing it until God say otherwise. So I gotta push, 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 push. That's what we do when you're having those babies. We pushing the babies out. And you're getting them out. So we gotta push these spiritual babies out as well as the natural babies. But I'm pushing out. I'm pushing and get ready to push spiritual meeting. So I guess y'all ain't trying to jump on tonight, but I did get on and I did talk. I didn't have a topic. I'm just talking, you know, just conversating with my wisdomers because I wasn't on here last week and I figured y'all missed me and I missed y'all. And, you know, this is the type of weather where you get sick at now. And like I said, I had an upper respiratory infection. That's what the doctor said when I went to the hospital. Because let me tell y'all, I ain't playing with COVID. I wasn't playing with it in the beginning. But after having it and surviving it, I definitely ain't playing with COVID no more. So when my voice got the itchy, scratchy last week, I was like, oh, no, baby. I got to get home and take me a COVID test. Came home, took a COVID test. That thing was negative. I said, but wait, this box talking about it could give you a false negative. So I took my little happy hips on down to the emergency room and got me another COVID test done by the hospital because I ain't got time to be playing with COVID. You ain't going to stop me this time. You ain't going to stop me in my tracks. You ain't going to stop my income from flowing in. So, no, I ain't having it. So I got my test done at the hospital. That bad boy came back next to me. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I like to scare that man out of his shoes. Because I was not playing. I got to give God praise. I got to give him thanks. I ain't got no COVID again. Thank you, Jesus. So I had to deal with an upper respiratory infection, a.k.a. cold. And then it seemed like this bad boy don't want to try to roll out, but it's getting up out of here. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up on out of here, bro. You can't stay here. But so I'm just letting my wisdoms know I'm back. I had to take a little vacay to get myself back together again because this thing wasn't playing. This stuff, I don't care if it's a cold, regular cold, it's not playing with you. It's time to, that's what we're going to talk about. Work it out Wednesday. Let's work it out today. Let's work it out tonight. See, I was about to go make my tea, my little concoction that my mother-in-law turned me on to, my fresh ginger, fresh lemon, and some cinnamon and put it in my cup, dump some honey in my cup, pour that in there, and come over here and get in my bed and go and wait for it to knock me out. But I said, no, I got to be consistent. I have to get on my wisdom app. I have to go back to writing because I skipped two Saturdays, didn't write. So, y'all, I'm being intentional about being consistent. I'm being intentional about consistency in my life. About keep on doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Keep on keeping on. Keep on moving. Because if you stay still, you get stuck. I'm not going to be stuck. I'm not walking in the spirit of stuck. I'm just not. I'm stagnated, for a better word. I'm not doing it. But let's work it out tonight. This is what we need to be doing. Is if your immune system ain't all the way full and intact, get it together. Get you some ginger and there's some more stuff we need to be, you know, just taking care of ourselves better. You know what I mean? Just get this working on keeping ourselves better and keeping ourselves in good health. So give me 1 second. I want to share something with y'all. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Hold on. Give me a second. Y'all know me. I'm always looking for stuff. I like to share with my brothers and sisters. So if I find out some information, a bit of information, I'm going to share with my brothers and my sisters everywhere. Because that's how we got to do. We got to be looking out for each other. We got to be consistent in helping each other to live, you know, healthy, normal lives. You know what I mean? To you know, have longevity and to live longer. This is what we got to do. And somebody shared with me, like, you know, kiwi, papaya, kiwi, stuff like that. Pawpaw is reputed to carry the most health benefits of any fruit, with benefits for skin, hair, and health, coupled with its delicious. I don't even know what a pawpaw is. I never even heard of that. But it's, I guess it's like modern day papaya. This probably was fruit that was back out in the Bible day. Who knows? I don't know. But I'm just sharing with y'all because if your immune system ain't intact, get it intact. Oh yes, chai seeds. I gotta get some more chai seeds and start doing my what you call it? You put it in a blender. What is that? Oh God, my smoothies. And I used to dump my chai seeds and my flax seeds in there because that has benefits as well. More potassium than a banana. Thank you, Jesus. I do not like bananas. So we need to get some chai seeds, also some flax seeds. And they 2 times the antioxidants of blueberries, 41% of your daily fiber, 5 times more calcium than milk, 100% more omega-3 than salmon, 3 times more iron than spinach, 20% protein, and 32% your daily magnesium. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get me some chai seeds, and I'm going to get some chia seeds, chai seeds, however you call it. And I'm going to get me some flax seeds because they have health benefits, too. But, yeah, I'm trying to get to this this picture where it has all the stuff that will boost our immune. Oh, and garlic. Did y'all know garlic can kill as many as 14 infections? I did not know that. So, yeah, I don't want to be eating it, though, because I don't want to smell like garlic. So, we can cook with it. So, yeah, it's the National Library of Medicine contains 4,525 study abstracts on garlic, which show that it's successful to treat. It is successful to treat more than 150 chronic diseases. It effectively protects against pathogenic bacteria, viruses, parasites, antibiotic resistant, and MRSA, which they said I had in my back, and yeast infections, sisters. When ingested, allicin turns into sulfonic acid, which is the fastest acting free radical eliminator. So, yeah, that too. So, I'm just sharing with y'all because this stuff just like, okay, Jesus, let me get myself together. Let me build my immune system after all that just happened to me. Almonds, too. Did y'all know almonds? Eating 4 almonds a day helps you lower cholesterol. I'd rather eat almonds than take these daggone cholesterol pills. Improves hair quality, prevents heart diseases, helps fight wrinkles, y'all. Helps with weight loss and improves brain activities. Well, we don't wrinkle like that, no way, sis. So, you know, but anyway, that's almonds. Coconut water, y'all. My sis is just giving me life with all this stuff that she's putting out here. It keeps the body cool, orally rehydrates your body, carry nutrients and oxygen to cells, raise your metabolism, promote weight loss, boost your immune system, control diabetes, detoxify and fight viruses, clean your digestive tract, balance your pH, treat kidney and urethra stones, boost pore circulation. Come on now, I got to be getting ready to go change my whole shopping list, cause I need to get my witcher face up, my immune. And this is foods that balance blood sugar: ginger, coconut, spirulina, whatever that is, spirulina, broccoli, cinnamon, grapefruit, and just strawberries and something else. I don't really like strawberries, so I don't do strawberries. Matcha, whatever matcha is. So I don't even know what a spirulina is. I don't even know. But these things that balance your blood sugar. So they're the type of things that I need to be eating, you know, being that I'm taking metformin. So I'm going to be back on the screen with y'all in a minute. Ew, I ain't drinking nobody beetroot juice. It does help to cleanse toxins from your body, helps to prevent acne and pimples. I'm not drinking nobody beetroot juice. Nope. Now that one, I got to draw the line somewhere. I ain't doing that one. My ways to boost your metabolism. Eat protein at every meal. They got pitcher of egg, drink more cold water, eat every 3 to 4 hours, eat spicy foods, drink black coffee, don't know about that, sip up more green tea, move yourself more, lift heavy things, get enough sleep. But that's not the one I want. And you got dates too. I don't even know what a date tastes like. But your digestion will improve. Your energy levels will be high. Your brain health will increase, and your bone health will have benefited from eating dates. 3 dates a day for 1 week. I don't even know what that tastes like. Anybody know what a date tastes like? There was one particular one that I was trying to get to, and I'm not seeing it. And the pictures don't want to come up. So anyway, those were some things. The one thing that I wanted to get to, I'm not finding it. Here we go. Read 6 reasons to take ginger for hormonal balance, ladies. Can reduce period cramps by 83%. Sorry, men. I'm sorry. I'm just some health stuff I got to share. Number 2, combat menstrual headaches and nausea. Boost libido. That should make y'all happy, men. Ginger boosts libido, fights insulin resistance, stimulates your number 2 to remove excess hormones and toxins, tackles hormonal weight gain. I ain't trying to be gross, just trying to help my sisters out and my brothers. And you got reasons why you should eat more onions. Rich in biotin for maintaining blood sugar balance. Offers the body amazing cardiovascular benefits, access to anti-inflammatory food, good source of fiber for healthy digestion, full of magnesium for bone production, contains vitamin C for clear skin, believed to help relieve colds, has been shown to ward off certain cancers, has properties to relieve asthma symptoms, reduces the number of free radicals in the body. Woo, boy. Good Lord, I tell y'all, this is some stuff. I just want us to really work on building up our immune systems so we don't be out here sick all the time. Because I don't know about nobody else, but I'm just had enough of being sick. Did y'all know cucumbers hydrate your body? Avocado lowers your cholesterol again. Almonds lower blood sugar, bell peppers, rich in antioxidants, tomatoes, rich in vitamin C, garlic has antibacterial and antiseptic properties, kale rich in iron. So, yeah, I mean, that's just, like, a lot of information. And did y'all know there are such thing as the pine berry is a color inverted strawberry and tastes like a pineapple with white coloring and red seeds. I did not know that. There's so much out here that we don't know, that we lack knowledge in. And this is from somebody that is dealing with some type of cancer, and she shares all this stuff. Like, I'm not going to read all of it. I'm going to come back to my screen. So I was just reading all of that health information that a sister in Christ shares with a group that she has, a women's ministry group, and like all of that stuff is just like, good God, I want to get back to being healthy, but after having COVID, it kind of try to mess with your body, try to keep your body feeling like it's sick or attacked. Nah, bro, we ain't having that. Mm-mm. Enough is enough. So if I got to be intentional, first with being consistent, right? Then I want to be intentional about my health, about boosting my immune system up, right? Getting my immune system like Fort Knox, like get it back like it used to be, like how it was, but in order for me to do that, I got to make some changes. Like, all that stuff that I used to put in my body and, just eat. No, that stuff, I'm not getting any younger. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I got to get myself together, get my immune system back together, because it went down after, having COVID. It was attacked bad. And then turned around, they claiming that I had MRSA. I'm not receiving that. I'm not claiming that. They claim I have diabetes. I don't claim that either. I don't receive it. I received the report of the Lord. I believe the report of the Lord. I don't believe the report of man. I know what my father says. I know what he says about me. And, you know, we also got to be obedient. If I'm reading all that stuff to y'all, this is what this and this does, then, like, I have to begin to make a change in my body and in my my diet and, you know, just to change it. Like, I love pasta. I love spaghetti. I just love pasta. But I can't be eating pasta like that no more. Again, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. Or, you know, adding all that stuff, changing and putting all that stuff in my house and eating that and, like, making smoothies and doing my chai seeds in there, my flax seeds, cooking with ginger, cooking with turmeric, all this stuff that have all these healing properties, all these, you know, properties that can help our bodies. But we are taking advantage of this stuff. We go, instead of me going to go buy this stuff, all these years going by, I'm out there buying cheeseburger from McDonald's, cheeseburger from Burger King. Oh, let me go to this restaurant. Let me go to the Chinese store and get me this and get me that. And, you know, Chinese stores, they do have healthy things to eat too, but what do I choose? I want me some, you know, some chicken with some shrimp lo mein. You see how I did that? Or I want me some shrimp fried rice with some, you know, some chicken or some bourbon chicken or something like that. You know what I mean? Instead of getting something healthier to prolong my life, to have me be in a healthier state that has health benefits, healing properties. You know, how did they, the people live for a long time in the Bible days, y'all. They lived to be hundreds of years old. You hear me? Because what was they doing? They was eating off the land. They was eating the fresh stuff. I mean, it was fresh. The land was healing. The land has healing properties in itself. But then each generation came and jacked up something, messed up something that God created that was good, that was fresh, that didn't need this done to it. They added this and added that and took away this and messed up that. And that's why we walk around here 300, 400, 500 pounds eating all these processed foods. And we think, man, now I don't want to live like that no more. I don't want to live like that. I still like my pasta, though. But I don't want to live like that. You know, I want to do better. I got grandchildren. I want to be around to play with my grandchildren. I want to see some great grandchildren, and Lord's willing, some great 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 grandchildren. You know what I mean? So I got to get it together. I can't speak for y'all, but I can speak for myself. I got to get it together. I really do. I say I want to live. Then I gotta act like I wanna live. I gotta be intentional about living. I gotta be intentional about what I'm putting in my mind. As y'all can see, that word is about to be my best friend, my favorite word. Being intentional about the things in my life, the things in my life, the people in my life. If I want to be around for the people in my life, I gotta be intentional about changing my lifestyle, changing my eating habits. I used to work out before, if y'all can believe it, before COVID, y'all. I used to get my little exercise. Oh, I'd be plumb tired. But I was consistent with it in the beginning. And then, boom, got knocked back off. You know what I mean? Let stuff knock me back off. Things that was going on in my life knocked me off my track. I would get my little exercise. It wasn't much now. But it was working for me. It was making me lose 20 pounds along with drinking 64 ounces of water every morning. I was losing my little weight. I lost 20 pounds in no time. And I was like, Lord, I need new clothes, you know. But then I gained that weight back, you know. Then I got sick and lost the weight again and still need new clothes because my clothes too big. But Lord have mercy. That's why you got to be careful about what you ask God. Be specific to the see what you ask him, because what you ask him for, he won't give it to you. But you better be specific about what you want and how you want to get it. Like, Lord, I want to lose weight. But I don't want no tragedy to happen. I don't want no pain. I don't want no suffering. I don't want no death to be involved. I don't want none of that, Lord. I don't want no sicknesses for me to lose weight. No, God, I don't want that. But we don't say all that. So I'm gonna take a pause right here, and I'm gonna shout my people out. I'm gonna shout Miss Cecilia Grace. How you doing? How you doing? I pray you're doing good. I pray all is well with all of y'all. That everything is unfolding in divine order and trust in the process. Woo, that trust in the process. Every time I see it, just gets me more. It's like it's a gut puncher, boy. Just, punch you right in the gut. All right, Mrs. Sue, you just punched me in the gut. Say, oh, get it together, trust the process, girl. Dr. Rao, physician, yoga, wellness expert, stress and burnout coach, comprehensive self-care advocate. It is self-care. He said it's self-care advocate, people. That's why I'm basically going with self-care. Self-care, there it is, from the doctor's point of view, from the doctor's perspective, self-care advocate. He advocated for us to do self-care, practice self-care on ourselves, self-care. Wellness club subscription and ebook order at bpow.net/register. That way y'all can get the boogie book. Dan, how you doing, Dan? Gamer, health professional. Oh, there go another health professional, y'all. Magician, skeptic, atheist. Oh, baby, God loves you. That's all I'm gonna say. Whiskey and craft beer. All right. God loves you, and I do too, you, my brother. Philip, God of. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting his name all chopped up. Philip, child of God. Hi, my name is Philip, and I'm born again Christian who fears God and hate evil. Go ahead, my brother right there. High five, real quick. Nicole Bruno, I don't know what that is. Robin Black, I speak about the problems in society today and provide healing from a spiritual and sorry, y'all, psychological view. If you're ready to talk, I'm ready to listen. Woohoo! Whoop whoop! Got my girl. Get a whoop whoop. Impress Q. Conscious acts of change, thought-provoking, inspirational, introspective teachings, and spirituality and wellness. There it is again. Wellness people, author and podcaster, nirvanalifestyle.network. Hey, Miss Impress Q. Get a whoop whoop. I got a whoop whoop, y'all. Y'all, my brothers and sisters now. Carlotta Carey, I love words. They healed me. That healing led me to poetry. Poetry led me to spoken word. It wasn't easy by far, but I am here, a phoenix risen. Yes, you go here, sister, girlfriend. Whoop whoop, she get a whoop whoop. Cause you know words do heal. I feel you where you coming from. Okay. Dr. P, I'm gonna call you Dr. P, board certified psychiatrist, host finding. AUM podcast, mental health. There go one good thing right there. We need to definitely stay on top of mental health. Spirituality instructor, Johns Hopkins. Whoop whoop, Johns Hopkins, USAF veteran. Go ahead, sir. I salute you and get a high five. You can get a whoop whoop. And Diane Galante, infant, toddler, child development specialist, parenting and chant. Enrichment, support early childhood educated child, family advocate, founder of mamaspost.com. Whoa, whoa, go ahead, girl. Y'all forget my voice because I'm telling you, I'm getting over the tail end of this stuff. Ray Davis, I am a poet, writer, podcaster, mental health supporter. Yes, mental health supporters, whoo, whoo, they get my whoop, whoop. You get another whoop, whoop, and a high five, whoop, whoop. Help, mental health support. Yeah, I'm hyped because I'm back on wisdom, man. I was down for a minute, but every time I'm down and God allows me to get back up, I am happy. I'm hyped. Whoop, whoop. Can I get a whoop, whoop, y'all? Because this is just, I'm just hyped. I'm sorry, mental health supporter and speaker. What's up, Ray? What's up, John? Abundant life hacker, manifesting through the ancient law of attraction, learning and teaching to be abundant life hacker. Okay, you got God bless you, baby. You get a God bless you. You get a God bless you. Fly girl diva, radio personality, TV host, certified coach, credits, Power 96, 1035, the beat, Viacom bridging the gap from the 305 at the Divas Lounge for the culture. Okay. You get it. God bless you. You God bless you, honey. Chris Botts, if that's how I'm saying it, I'm sorry, I'm Chris. Still looking for answers and other questions. Listening to Learn Exchange as old as, I don't know what that is. It's kind of like we are going on a vacation, right? What's up, Chris? Mojo, Joseph Mojo McCarthy is a highly creative communicator, leadership development consultant, marketing, branding Sherpa, podcaster, graphic designer, musician. All right, Mojo. Whoop, whoop. Get a whoop, whoop, and a high five. Reverend Marcy Ian. Hey, Miss Rev. Hey, Rev. How you doing? Untraditionally ordained minister of metaphysics. All right. God bless you, honey. Roy. How you doing, Roy? Alan Kim. Hey, what's up? I coach people about life, relationship, and marriage. My purpose in life is to see people flourish in the areas of relationship and marriage. I know that's right. You get a whoop, whoop, high five. God bless you. You get a jackpot. Jack Brooke, how you doing? Shane, how you doing? Got any breathwork journeys on your wisdom app? All right. And Mr. Miller, Asia, I believe you was the first one up here. Checking my wisdom out. How you doing tonight? God bless you. How all y'all doing? God bless you all. I pray that you all having a blessed night. I just wanted to come on and shout my people out. Read what you, I guess that's your bio. I don't know, but that's just be mindful and be intentional about our immune system, about our health. About our minds, our hearts. Listen, it's not so much what you put in your mouth, it's what comes out of your mouth. Like when you talking and you talk, and you know, like you're eating food, you're ingesting food, or like conversation. You know, I'm just talking from a spiritual standpoint, but when you begin to talk out your mouth, and you begin to use vile and wicked and, you know, curse words and all of that, that's what defiles us. What comes out of our mouth. Our hearts love. We love hard. We love big. We just love. But we got to be careful because our heart, it can, out of the heart, the issues of life, you know. And it can deceive us because, see, the heart wants what the heart wants. And again, that's the flesh as well. The flesh wants what it wants, and it's going to do what it got to do to get what it wants. Hear me? What wants? So I'm just kind of like trying to like encourage y'all at the same time, inspire y'all to really be intentional about your health, intentional about your mental health, intentional about your health overall. Just be intentional and consistent about keeping you good, healthy, keeping you in the right mind, keeping you in the right spirit. That's why we ought to pray every day, Lord, continue to create in me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit at all times. Keep me humble, meek and humble, Father God. Because when you meek and humble, you know, God can teach you what he needs to teach you. And it's not always about, oh, this person getting over on me because I ain't saying nothing back. Sometimes you got to shut your mouth. Sometimes to win the fight, you keep quiet. You shut your mouth. You don't say nothing. Okay? Now, all the time, everything has to get require you to respond. There's a warrant of response. Nine times, you need to just keep quiet. Just take it. And something. And I needed to do that yesterday. So I said, Lord, I repent. Lord, I repent. That's why you got to repent daily. Every day, you got to tell God, look, I repent. I'm sorry. Lord, help me, Jesus, to turn from that wicked thing and never to visit it again, Lord. Matter of fact, Father, send it to a dry place and let it burn up. I don't want no parts of it anymore, God. So when we repent, we got to repent, tell God we're sorry. But we can't keep going back doing that thing that we asked God to forgive us in the first place. No, you can't do that. No, you don't get a pass. So I'm basically encouraging and uplifting and inspiring my brothers and sisters. And some of y'all are probably just as healthy as y'all want to be. But if it ain't for you, then it ain't for you. You ain't got to worry about it. I ain't talking to you. If you fit, trim, healthy, and got it going on. See, but your physical body could be in tip-top shape, got it going on, don't need to do no exercise or nothing. Your physical might be good, might be in tip-top shape, might be healthy, but your spiritual might be jacked up, dying, and almost on the floor, on the ground, gasping for air, like, help me, Jesus, please. So we got to be physically healthy in every way, in every area. Physical, spiritual, mental, all of that. We need to be healthy. So I just wanted to encourage y'all. I just wanted to get on here and talk to my brothers and my sisters because I haven't been on here since last week before I got sick, you know. And I just really wanted to talk to y'all and encourage y'all and just spend a little time with y'all because sister girlfriend country lady got good ready to go drink make this tea and get her tail under the blankie and lay down to go sleep somewhere, you know. So I hope y'all enjoyed it. Let's be intentional about our health. Let's be intentional about getting this health thing together, getting this mental together. And those of y'all that's on here that deal with mental health issues, that Dr. Riley's advocating for self-care, you know, the health, the people that work in the health field. I'm gonna pray for all of y'all. I'm gonna lift y'all up. I'm gonna lift y'all up. My brother, oh, got some more to jump on here. Uh-oh. All right, y'all. I see y'all now. Hold on. Let me get my brothers and sisters. My brother Dan. I'm gonna be praying for you. I'm gonna be lifting you up for the Lord. I'm gonna be praying for you, honey. Praying for you, okay? I'm gonna just be praying for you. Hey, Lori Hoover. I'm on a mission to help millions wake up to the truth of who they are and to remember the connection that we share with all things. Amen. Hallelujah. You get a whoop whoop. Hallelujah. God bless. Cicely Marie Goose, just a silly goose on a journey of mindfulness and love. I'm here to share and gain knowledge through meaningful conversations. Let's chat. Hallelujah. If you hear me, whoop whoop. You get a whoop whoop. God bless you, honey. Jason B. Hey, how you doing? Jason B. in the building. Speaker, philosopher, father, three daughters. Oh, snap. You got three pretty girls. My interest is to provide value and service. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. Whoop, whoop. You get a whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, dear John Bush. John Bush in the house. I ponder this existence threat. Can't get it out, John. My tongue is getting tired. Existentially and philosophically, I'm deep and passionate about life. Hey, hi, hallelujah. Get a whoop whoop. God bless. All right. And we have Jody Sheffield. Shoefield. Honey, I don't mean to cut your name up. Sorry. And I got my nose stopped up because I'm getting over this tail into this cold, y'all. The chick in the chat, encouraging one another podcast is all about sharing encouragement. I reach out to musicians, comedians, sports personalities, and others. You need to hook up with me, and so you can. Yeah, all right, I'm with you. I'm with you. You get a whoop whoop, hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I love my Jesus, y'all. So you know, but I'm gonna keep y'all all up in prayer. You know, I'm gonna pray for all of y'all. Let me go here. I'm gonna be praying for all y'all, praying for my brothers and sisters. I was on my family prayer line. God told me to go ahead and start that prayer line for my own family, you know. And just pray for my family, you know. I'm sorry, y'all pray for my family. Because all of our families need prayer. We all need prayer. We know we need each other to be praying for each other. You know what I mean? So I think I've done enough talking between the prayer line and getting over here. So I'm gonna get off because my voice sounds horrible. Like, oh my God, it just sounds well. Hey, Mr. Michael, how you doing? I'm gonna read this last one. And I'm gonna pray over y'all, and then I'm gonna go get my tea and doctor on myself. But we got to get ourselves together where our health is concerned, all the way around, all the way around from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. My name is Michael. I'm a 44-year-old disabled freelance writer and podcaster. My mission and purpose is to end the stigma of disability. Amen. So I'm just gonna do a prayer. Really quickly. Kim Alexander, she just jumped over with her curious mind. Yeah, give your curious mind over to God. He'll fill it. He'll fill that mind right on up. But Heavenly Father, we come before you on tonight, God, just to say thank you, Father. Thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind with the use and activity of our limbs, God. Father, we come with sincere, repentant hearts. And we repent for every sin that we may have committed, Father God, in your eyesight that was not pleasing or glorifying you, Lord. Sins of omission and commission, sins of transgression, oh God. Sins seen and unseen, known and unknown, even in our conscious and unconscious mind, Father God. We sin and we repent for it, Father God. Father, I bring for you your children. I bring your children to your courtroom of heaven, Father God. I pray, God, for each and every last one of them, name by name, one by one. You know them all because you created them, Father. Even before they was known in their mother womb, you knew them, Father. You knew who you called them to be, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, this day is not coincidence. It did not happened by happenstance, God, but it was ordained. It was appointed, God. It was appointed and anointed, Father, by you, Abba Father. Father God, every one of them under the sound of my voice, oh Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that you see about each and every one of your sons and daughters, God. I pray, Father God, that you will touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. I pray for angelic assistance, oh God, with your children, Father God. I pray that you will send your angels on assignment, Lord Jesus, for each and every one of your daughters and sons on this live tonight, Father God. Everybody is in the need of prayer. Everybody has something that they need. Everybody is in need of something, God. So, Father, you know what the need is. Meet it, fill it, Father God. I pray that you will show up and show out in each and every one of their lives, Father God, and show off like never before, Father. I pray that you will minister unto them, God, that you will continue to send minister angels their way, Father God, everywhere they feature. Hallelujah. The Lord just giving me that song. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. You hurting somewhere. You hurting about something over somebody or a loss of a job or just don't know which way to turn or which way to go or who you can trust. God said he wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. I love that song. Glory to God. Yeah, God, have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way in each and every one of their lives, God. Have your way, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for who you are in our lives. I thank you for being God all by yourself, God. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. Do what you want to do because this is yours, God. Use me however you seem to use me, God. In the name of Jesus, use your children however way you see fit to use them, God. But I pray that you will minister unto them, hey, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Anything and everything that they have, I pray that they bring it to you, God, in prayer and that they leave it there. Hallelujah. Let you work it out, God. but let him know it ain't gonna be worked out overnight, God. He can choose to do it overnight, but everything is not gonna be worked out overnight. He does it in his own time and in his own power. He is such an awesome God. He is the main source. Stay plugged into the power source, the main source, which is Jesus Christ. Stay plugged into the main source. Stay plugged into the main source. Stay plugged into the main source. Don't come out that main source. Don't unplug yourself from Father. Don't unplug yourself from Abba, Father. Stay plugged to the main source, the power source, which is God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Let him deal with it. Let him take care of it for you. Give it over to God. Turn it over to God. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. In the name of Jesus, peace, be still. Stand still and see my salvation and know that I am the Lord thy God. I can do all things but fail, huh? You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened you, huh? You see how God works it out? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have your way. Have your way. Glory to God. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. I pray for their households. I pray for their children. I pray for their parents. I pray for the aunts and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews. Great-grandchildren and children. Great-great-great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. I pray for the entire bloodline, huh? I plead and apply the blood of Jesus over the entire bloodline, over their entire family, God. I pray that you touch each and every family member, huh, in a different way, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Have your way. Have your way. I pray for the minds of their young people, God. Huh? Keep their minds, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for parents, their parents, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way in their lives, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we thank you. 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 We thank you, God. We thank you for all that you do, God. All that you are, God. All that you've done in our lives. All that you're doing and all that you will continue to do, God. We thank you for it. We'll be ever so grateful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise and worship that is always due unto you now and forevermore, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that we can go a little longer. Hang on a little longer, God. Trusting you, put our hope in you, God. Hallelujah, God. Have your way in our lives, Father God. Teach us, show us, God, as leaders, directors, and all truth, God, on what you will have us to do, who you called us to be, what you call us to say, where you call us to go to, God. Have your way, hallelujah. Have your way, God. Have your way. Talk to each and every one of your daughters and sons, God. Have your way in their lives, God. Show them, God, who you are. Show up, show out, and show off like never before. Oh, glory to God. Speak through them, through the TV, through song, God, through their own children, through their own spouse, through their own family. God can speak to you through your own self. Ha yeah, de boko shianda de boho shaya. Rekeshianda de boko shianda la masia. Ikanda de boshianda la masia de roshaya. God said it's time to come unto him. It's time out for playing. It's time out for playing that life. It's time to give your life back to the one who gave you life. The creator, the maker, the master of the universe. Give them back your life because it never belonged to you in the first place. You were bought with a price. Christ laid down his life for you and I, that we have life and may have it more abundantly. Let him do what he came to do. Let him have his way in your life. Let him clean you up and clean you out and clean you off for his use, for his glory. Your story will be his glory. Yes, God. Have your way. Speak unto your children, God. I pray and ask that the blood of Jesus speak for your children on tonight, God. Watch over them even when they're sleeping, God. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm right there by your side, even when you're sleeping and slumbering. I'm right there wide awake, working it out, turning it around for your favor. Let God have his way. Go, glory to God. Let God have his way. He never lost a battle. He never lost it. He never will. He never lost a battle. He said, if you keep your mouth shut, I will fight for you. Victory will be yours. If you just hold your peace, I'll fight your battle. Victory is yours. Victory is yours. Victory is yours. The question is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you need God to do something in your life? Move some people out of your life. Hallelujah. Open some doors. Shut some doors. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you for opening their eyes and ears that they may only hear you, that they may only hear your soft but still voice, that this voice of a stranger they will not hear and they will not trust, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you. Hallelujah. You don't got to have a deep prayer life, but if you say, thank you, Jesus, if you say, Jesus, come help me, Lord, I need you, if you cry out to, if you get on your knees and you cry out, if you're able to get down there on them knees and cry out, hey, Abba, Father, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. He will tell you. Hallelujah. He will send somebody into your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I pray for the ones that just came on, God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I pray for Gabby Garland, oh God. Certified trauma hypnotist and Reiki healer. I don't know what that is. Podcaster, authenticity coach and speaker, CEO of Resilient Heart Agency and coaching. A coaching and podcast production company, God. I lift her up on tonight to you, Father. I lift her up on tonight to you, Father, God. Have your way in her life, God. Do what you want to do. Move how you want to move, God. But move on her life, God. Move in her life, God. I thank you for light, health, and strength for all the listeners who are here tonight. Keisha, I lift up Keisha to you right now, God. I'm a quantum healing hypnosis practitioner, a glass blower, a yoga instructor, and a mother. Lord, I lift your daughter Keisha up on tonight, God. Have your way in her life, Father God. Open her eyes and her ears to the truth, Father God. Lead her, God, and direct her in all truth, Father God, as you do everybody, Lord Jesus. I put her in your hands, God. I lift her up to you right now, Father God. Prefaces, welcome to our discussion-based podcast where we talk about a wide range of ever-changing topics. Catch us on Saturday mornings for our wisdom recording. Daryl Hakeem, Daryl's a wisdom app expert. Ask me your question. Podcast host of Deeper Planning. Sash founder, radio broadcaster, think deeper, love deeper, live deeper. Hakeem Ali, healthy living and self-defense, Kapagura, martial arts, wisdom. Jack Brook, that's Randall. If you're looking for real practical biblical truth to apply to your life, then you're ready for my ministry for real life. Hallelujah, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, God. I thank you. I lift up S. Randall to you, God. Kim Alexandra, yeah. So she's already on here. So all those I just called out, God, I lift them up to you, Father God. I bring them into the court of heaven, Lord. I ask for the blood to speak for them, Lord. I ask for mercy for each and every one of them, name by name, one by one, God. In the name of Jesus, you give us brand new grace and mercy every morning. But God, I just find an answer for mercy, Lord. Ask for mercy for each and every one of your sons and daughters all over this land, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. So God, I declare and decree, this is my lifetime prayer for all the listeners tonight, God. I pray for them, God. I pray for their spirits, God, and their souls, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, God. Hallelujah. It is so. I declare, decree, it is so. It is already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith will make you whole. It's already done in the mighty name of Jesus. I seal it in through by and with the precious blood of the Lamb, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. I pray. Amen. Amen. Somebody got to be talking about my ear itching and burning. So, and I'll be going off here tonight. I pray for you all. I pray you all got something out of what I was talking about tonight. You were touched. He blessed you. And that you would, good God Almighty, trying to take my words, marinate on it, digest it, ponder on it, meditate on it. There it is. Meditate on it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I lift a big foot to you as well, God. You know what each and every one of your children stand in need of. You know what time it is for each and every one of your sons and daughters. So, God, you do what you need to do with your sons and daughters. My prayer is that everybody will seek soul salvation and they will receive salvation. Hallelujah. They will receive it. They receive Jesus their own, as their own personal and savior, personal savior. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So I love y'all life, kings and queens. I pray that you have a blessed rest of your evening. I pray that you have a blessed rest of your week. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, country lady out. Just left the building.